Raider Nation, this is Amy Trask, and you are listening to the Black Hole Banter Podcast with James Arcelana and Q. Just win, baby.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation,
are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation,
Raider Nation,
you ain't ready for some football. You ain't ready for no football. You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders. It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders. Are you ready for some football?
What up, Raider Nation? Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Black Hole Banter Podcast, where Q and I are going to go over the Raiders competition for this weekend. Before then, this is James Arcelana. Say what's up, Q.
What up, what up? That's right. Myself and James are going to go over the 4-1 Raiders. Yeah, that's right. 4-1, baby. Tied for first place in the AFC West. We're going to go over their next game with, well, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir. It's another division rival this week. So the Raiders have already done the whole back-to-back win thing. Now we want to see them get the back-to-back divisional rival win. It's a big game against one of the teams that a lot of people thought were going to be competing for the AFC West crown. But so far this season, they struggled a little bit.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit, but I still think that they have a really good defense, and I'm not 100% sold on Alex Smith just being the guy. But at the same time, when you have a defense like the Chiefs do, you don't really need the guy. You need a guy that can just make a couple passes here and there and get it done. And that's really what Alex Smith has been able to do since he's been in Kansas City. You know, they have a few more weapons on the outside now, bringing in Jeremy Maclin. And honestly, man, the Chiefs are a good team. They haven't lived up to what they expected when the season started. But, you know, they're still that team that can pull off some victories and bunch of wins in a row. And again, man, on days when you're playing a rival, you throw your records out the window, you throw the stats out the window, you throw everything out the window, and just know that it's like the Hatfields and McCoys, it's like the Bloods and the Crips, man. You're going to go to war. You're going to go to battle. It's going to be a dogfight. And whoever's got the bigger dog, whoever's got the bigger gun, is going to win that fight.
And this is an incredibly important fight, because right now the Raiders have a one-game lead over Kansas City, who sit at 2-2. They can build that lead. It'll mean that the Raiders will be a lot more likely to only have to take on Denver and only have to overtake Denver to win the AFC West. And it's important because whoever doesn't win the AFC West, I guarantee, will be in the running for a wild card slot. So no matter how you cut it, this is an incredibly important match against a very good team. Now, Q pointed out, they're not so great on offense. They're a bottom 10 offense in the league right now, but they're a top 10 defense in the league. And the offense, while they don't put up a ton of points or do anything very fancy, they protect the ball. Alex Smith, no matter what you may think of him, and I don't think a whole lot of him, he doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot, and that is why the Chiefs are able to win games. They've got a great defense and a stingy offense that doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing about it, man, is that the defense knows how to create turnovers. So the Raiders are going to really have to focus on ball protection, ball security on Sunday. Because, I mean, there was a couple weeks ago against the Jets, they had 8 turnovers. 6 of them were interceptions. 2 of them were fumbles. 8 turnovers. Teams don't do
that.
That's nuts. Yeah, that is absolutely nuts. So these guys know how to create turnovers. They know how to go get the ball. You know, they got a guy out there who's a youngster from Oakland, by the way, Marcus Peters, who's a stud, leads the league in interceptions right now with 4. You know, they got linebackers, DJ, Derek Johnson. He's able to make plays. He's a stud. They got all kind of guys, man. They got everywhere you look at. They got pass rushers. You know, they have a solid defense. So this is going to be a real test for the Raiders offense, the offensive line. And again, as much as we love Derek Carr and as much as we know he's a gunslinger, he's going to have to be cautious about just throwing the ball and thinking that, hey, my arm could beat anybody. Because these guys, these are go-getters, man. They go and get that rock.
Yeah, man, completely agree. And I actually think that the key to success, or one of the keys to winning this game for the Raiders, is going to be staying away from that secondary and staying on the ground. This Kansas City Chiefs defense is good. It's very good. But one area it has not been great at is run defense, okay?
True.
They can rush the passer like mad, and they can cover your receivers like mad. Their run D is not outstanding. It is vulnerable, and that's where the Raiders need to eat. two back-to-back weeks of just kind of average run play from the Raiders, and now they got to get it back on track against a defense that really, that's their only hole. Okay, if you want to attack the weakness of this defense, you got to do it on the ground.
I agree. It sounds like a game where a home run on the ground is a real possibility. Either Washington can get loose or Rashard can get loose. And we know that those guys have the wheels and the speed to get it done, but they just have to go get it. You know, and this is a game where they may need 150 yards on the ground, one way or the other. I don't care if it's one guy who gets it or a couple guys who get it collectively, but you know, they've only had, like you mentioned, less than 100 yards in the last two games. So they're going to need to push that 100-yard number. They're going to have to be higher than 100 yards. They're going to have to do better than that. They're just going to really have to get it on the ground, start it on the ground at least. You know, suck the defensive backs in to try to get them to cheat up and try to stop the run. And then maybe you can beat them over the top. But don't just go out there gunslinging and think you're going to throw the ball 35 times and have four touchdown passes, because these guys can go and get the ball. We all know what they're capable of. We just got to be careful. Got to be smart about what you do with the ball. Ball placement is going to be a key to winning this game for the Raiders.
You know, this would be a game that I would love, absolutely love, to see the Raiders finally break out some play action passes. Okay, the Chiefs gave up an average of 130 yards a game on the ground. The Raiders will be able to run on them. But if they run on them and then the second half take some of those exact same run plays, exact same looks, turn them into some play action passes, they can put the nail in the coffin early and hopefully come home without the stress of a potential heart attack at the end of the game.
I don't want a heart attack either. I don't want it to be one of them cardiac games, but it's the Chiefs and it's the Raiders. And we know that, I mean, in Kansas City, they're building up right now. It's Chief Week. They're calling it Raider Week. You know, and the Raiders right now are calling it Chief Week. So it's one of those things that Al Davis, the great Al Davis, he coined this as the most hated rival, and it's for a reason. You know, nobody likes the Chiefs. Nobody likes the Raiders. I mean, both of these fan bases can't stand each other. You know, we just stole Sean Smith from Kansas City this year. We stole Rodney Hudson last year. You know, they have a couple old Raiders on their team. I mean, it's just one of those things, dog, that you got to win this game. This is not only for standings. This is not only for just continuing to grow as a team, but this is the Chiefs. This is the one that you want to win. If you're 0-15, you want to beat the stinking Chiefs. If you remember in Derek Carr's rookie year, the Raiders were 0-for. And on a Thursday night in the terrible weather, pouring down rain in Oakland, the Raiders beat the Chiefs. And that was one of the most prideful games ever because they beat the Chiefs. They beat the dog mess out of the Chiefs that night. It was an awesome game.
Yeah, my friends who I used to have season tickets and I were just talking about that game last weekend and talking about how amazing it was and how great it was. And someone said, wait a second, wasn't that like the first game they won and weren't they like 1-8 at the time? I said, I don't care. It was like the Super Bowl. We beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
And a year that the Chiefs looked like they were trying to do something.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest thing. They were rolling. They were balling. There was no way that they were going to lose to the Raiders. And Latavius Murray, that was really when he first broke onto the scene, had a couple big runs. Khalil Mack had a couple big sacks. There was some other foolery going on in the game, but they got the W. And that's the most important thing, man, is that you gotta beat the Chiefs. You're on a 3-game winning streak right now. Even though you've been winning by the hair on your chinny chin chin, that's fine, but you gotta beat the Chiefs. You gotta show that you can win these division games. You showed it last week by beating San Diego. Now, the Chiefs are another team that it's gonna be a bloodbath, man. You gotta leave it all on the field. There might be a guy walk off the field with no arm. That's fine. No fingers. I don't care. But you gotta beat the Chiefs. You know, you leave it all on the field. It doesn't matter after that. It's just, you gotta win this division game against the Chiefs, who are the most hated out of all the hated rivals that the Raiders have.
Yeah, you know, you always wanna win a division rival game. You always wanna be able to take down a rival like the Chiefs. But in a year where the Raiders are actually competing for a playoff spot, and where the Chiefs stand in the direct line of getting to that playoff spot, this is a huge game, and a huge game also because they're at home. They're going to play the Chiefs in Kansas City later this year. That is a tough game to win. Mm-hmm. You don't want to come out of this series 0-2. You want to at least head into that Kansas City matchup with a 1-0 over the Chiefs heading into it.
Yeah, and you got to show that you can get home field advantage. You can show that the Coliseum is a place where you should win at. And honestly, even with beating San Diego, it still isn't like the best home field advantage. I mean, the Oakland Coliseum used to be that spot. Nobody wanted to go into Oakland. it didn't matter what the record was. You didn't want to go into Oakland because that was the most intimidating place ever. That was the place where you just didn't win at. You know, that was the Raiders' spot. They won everything there. And as of late, and even as Jack Del Rio's been the head coach, they don't have a winning record at home. And that's something that needs to change. If you're going to be a playoff team, if you're going to be a championship team, damn it, you got to protect your house. You got to win at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't let nobody come in my house and crap in my house and then walk out and be like, ha ha, Q, clean up my crap. No, man, in my house, that don't go. You don't crap in my house, I crap in my house. And that's how the Raiders need to be. They have to protect their house at all costs. You don't allow anybody to come in there and have their way with you. And that's what's on the line on Sunday when the Chiefs come to town. The Raiders need to protect their home, win two in a row at the Coliseum, and on top of that, four in a row. That'd be awesome. Go get it. Make it happen.
Yeah, because a home field advantage is not so much an advantage when you can't get it done at home. Exactly. So that's something the Raiders definitely need to do. They need to step it up. They need to play better at home and make it so other teams fear coming to Oakland. That's the way it used to be. Even when this team was down, you still didn't want to come play in Oakland. Okay, that's the way it needs to be once again. And a large part of that falls on the team playing better in Oakland, because these fans are showing up, man. Sellouts every game. You want to try to go get tickets to a Raiders game? Woo, you better open up your wallet, because you're going to pay a pretty penny, because it is sold out, and the tickets on the secondary market are not easy to come by unless you want to fork out that pretty penny. So the fans are doing it, man.
I'm glad you mentioned the fans that are coming out, because and how the Coliseum used to be. And I'm not saying anyone go out there and do anything stupid and be violent or anything like that, but I remember a time in the Coliseum where nobody came there wearing their opposing team colors. I remember that time. Now, I'm not saying go out there. Now, do not quote me and be like, oh, Q said that we need to start whooping some ass at the Coliseum. I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong, because I think violence is stupid. But at the same time, me going to the Coliseum as a youngster, I remember a time when there would not be all these different color jerseys going on in the Coliseum. If you were a fan of the other team, you wore just some plain Jane clothes, and we were still able to point you out then, because you'd be like in a green shirt and like some button-up pants or some Dickies. I don't know. You were in some bull to be at a football game. But we knew that you were an opposing fan. But at least you respected the fact that, hey, I'm in Oakland. I'm not going to be crazy, and I'm not going to wear all these jerseys and just be blatantly out in front of everybody's face. That has not happened in years. I see other teams' fans in the black hole. That should never happen. Again, I'm not telling you to be violent. I'm not telling you to be crazy. But damn it, what happened to that fact of the Oakland Coliseum that used to be that nobody, and I mean nobody, would go in there with a jersey that said anything but Raiders on it? I just don't get it. It blows my mind, and I see it every single week.
You know, you're right. It does happen, but I will say, if I am advising any friends who are fans of other teams going to the Coliseum, I still tell them not to wear another jersey. Because, well, yeah, you'll see them down in the first deck. Guarantee you don't see them up in the third deck, because things don't happen when I slept in third deck.
No, it doesn't. And, I mean, I went to the Baltimore Raven in the Raider game at the Coliseum, and the Ravens ended up winning that game. I went with my best friend. This is no BS. I went with my best friend, and he was a Raven fan, and I don't know how he was a Raven fan from Oakland, but whatever, that's a whole nother issue. I went with him. He's my dog, and he was wearing a Ravens jersey for about 5 minutes, and he had to take it off. He had to take it off, and he's a big dude. Big old gorilla-looking dude. And Corey, I love you, but you're a big old-looking dude. You look like Congo. Anyway, this dude had to take his jersey off and just be there. And just sit there with no shirt on, because he was getting too many people dogging him for wearing that Ravens jersey, and I was sitting next to him like, nah, I can't help you. I told you not to do that before you got here. So, I don't know. I'm not saying do anything stupid. Don't throw no hot dogs at him, unless you want to. And, don't be violent towards anybody. But, man, bring the Coliseum back where that was the real home field advantage, man. You just couldn't walk up in there and beat anybody and think that you were going to sit up there comfortably in the Coliseum.
Yeah, CQ, you're a bad friend for that, man. Not because you let him sit there and take the abuse, man, but if I got a friend trying to wear a jersey to the Coliseum, I'm going to abuse him in the parking lot till he takes it off before he even gets in the stadium. That fool is not going anywhere near the stadium because of the abuse I'm giving him. So, you know what, man? you're right. You're right. The aura of the Oakland Coliseum has not been there this season. I think that's incredibly important to get it back, no matter what it takes. And I got to be honest, man, I think what's really going to help it is a strong showing by the Raiders and a real, it doesn't have to be a blowout, but a strong win. Yep. Come in and show that this is our house. Mm-hmm. Lay some wood. Knock some fools down. You know what I mean? Run up the points. Do a dominant performance from the football team, and I guarantee the crowd will respond.
Yeah, because you remember in Charles Woodson's last home game, you remember how live and how energetic and how electric the Coliseum was, and that was Christmas freaking Eve. You know, everybody just doesn't go out of their way and go to a football game on Christmas Eve, which was a Thursday, by the way, but they did. They did it, and everyone was there, and it was electric, and fans stayed late and honored Charles. I mean, that's the kind of energy that we need to see at the Coliseum, but the Raiders are responsible. They need to go out there and, like you said, have a good dominant game. Have a game where you're like, man, we're at home and we're gonna lay the wood, like you mentioned. That's the kind of games they need to have, and they really need to start this Sunday with the Chiefs, because if the Chiefs get their way, they're gonna nickel and dime you, they're gonna create a couple turnovers, and they're gonna walk away with a victory and be like, that was fun. Now come back to Kansas City later on this season. So, like you mentioned earlier, winning at home on Sunday is very important, because you want to at the very least, split with the Chiefs. And if you have to go play at Kansas City and they already beat you once at home, it's going to be very tough. So you want to get this victory this Sunday, playing at home, playing in your house, in front of your fans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And after the Raiders do play at home on Sunday and hopefully get that win, you know, Q and I will be back for what will hopefully be another Victory Monday podcast. But until then, Raider Nation, enjoy the game. If you're going to the game, make sure you represent hard, but don't go be some violent fool, man. We don't need none of that.
Yeah, don't be violent. I mean, if you throw a hot dog or two, it's fine, as long as it has a lot of mustard on it. I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying if you do it. I mean, you know, if you go.
Man, hot dog ain't never hurt nobody.
Yeah, hot dog ain't never hurt nobody. I'm just saying if you do it, you know, then do it right and put some mustard on it. I'm just saying. That's it. I'm not saying be violent. I'm not saying be crazy. But if you're going to do it anyway, make sure it has mustard on it. So until then, we will talk to you hopefully on a Victory Monday, and we'll have some good things to say. Until then, James, what would you normally say?
Peace out.
You heard the man.
This is a way of life. Yeah. Raider Nation. Raider Nation.
Up top, down low. Down low is one way. That's through the black hole. Black hole. Game time. Talk is dead. Just win, baby. Enough said. Up top, down low. Only one way, that's through the black hole. Game time, talk is dead, just win, baby.